Okay, we're on Hayamad Aleph at the Mishnah. Zok Nehilga Mishnah. Ad Mosai Shoalin Es Hagashomim. Until when do we ask for rain? Meaning, until when do we say V'sein Talumata Livracha? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad SheYavor HaPesach. Rabbi Yehuda says, until Pesach is over. Rabbi Meir Omer Ad SheYetzei Nisan. Rabbi Meir says, until Nisan is over. If you remember, we discussed this on Dal Amud Beis. We offered a couple of different explanations of it. But that's a simple understanding. Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, Vayored Lachem, and this is a Pasuk in Yoel, Vayored Lachem Geshem More Umalkosh Barishon. That I bring down Geshem, rain, Mora Umalkosh. The Yora Umalkosh we say in Shemona Esrei also, we say also, Yora refers to the early rain, and Malkosh means the late rain, early in the season and late in the season. So that's Mora Umalkosh. Barishon. What's Barishon? The first month. What's the first month? Nisan. So therefore, says Rabbi Meir, we learn from there that Nisan is still the rainy season. Because it says Barishon, the first month, that's the rainy season. So once Nisan is over, that's the end of the rainy season, then you stop asking for rain. That's Rabbi Meir's shita. We're talking about the same Talumata, asking for rain. We stop the first day of Pesach. Right? But these two opinions, at least on face value, Rabbi Yehuda seems to say you go through Pesach, and Rabbi Meir says you go through Nisan. We learned on Dal Rami Beis that we tweaked Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, I believe. Remember, we had like a few different approaches in Rabbi Yehuda. What does it mean, Achi Yavor HaPesach? It might not really mean Achi Yavor HaPesach. It might be two different opinions in Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin that we end on the first day of Pesach, not through Pesach. Okay, Zok Dehelega Gemara. Amale Rav Nachman, the Rabbi Yitzchak. Rav Nachman says to Rabbi Yitzchak, Yore ben Nisan. He says, Yore, this first rain, that should be a Nisan? Because it's a very strange thing. What does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk that we quote in the Mishnah says, Mora u'malkosh barishon, which means Yore and Malkosh are both during Nisan. Asks the Gemara, what do you mean? Yore, the first rain, the early rain, that's not during Nisan. Right? Yore b'mar cheshvan hu. Yore really is in mar cheshvan. Right? The first rain comes, the beginning of the rainy season is in mar cheshvan. Okay, which is right after Tishrei. De Tanya, they change that to De Tanya, as we learn in a Braisa, Yore b'mar cheshvan u'malkosh b'nisan. That the early rain is in mar cheshvan and the late rain is in Nisan. So what is the Mishnah, this pasuk in Yoel, that the Mishnah quotes of Mora u'malkosh b'rishon, what is that supposed to mean? So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yitzchak answers him, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, I'm sorry, Hachi, Amar Lei, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this is what Rabbi Yochanan said, B'yimei Yoel ben Pesuel niskayim mikrozeh. That you're right. Generally, the Moreh, the early rain, does not come during Nisan. It comes much earlier in Mar Cheshvan. But in the days of Yoel ben Pesuel, Yoel ben Pesuel was a person. Rashi explains this was in the time of, I believe, Achav, if I'm not mistaken. Let me just double check. I think he said it was during the time of Achav. Okay, I can't find it right now. But he says this is during the time of Yoel ben Pesuel, and basically there was a famine. There was a famine for 7 years. We're going to learn about it in a little bit. And therefore, during that time, during this famine, during the time of Yoel ben Pesuel, so we had a kiyum of this pasuk in Yoel. How do we know this? Because the pasuk says also there in Yoel and Perek Aleph, Yeser hagezem achal ha'arba. That basically the remaining locusts ate up all that was left, right? So this was a time when the locusts devoured all the crops. It was a very bad time. Osa shana yotza adar velo yardu gesham. So that year of this terrible famine, this terrible drought and famine, so it was already adar and no rain had fallen yet. Remember, the rainy season begins in Mar Cheshvan, right? So Tishrei Cheshvan kislev tevei shvat adar. We're talking about 5 months late, right? It's 5 months into the rainy season and still no rain has fallen. Yardu lahem revia rishona. So on the first day of Nisan, it rained. What's called the Revi'a Rishona. Revi'a Rishona is like the first rain. It's the very first rain of the season. Okay, it's the Revi'a Rishona. It's called Revi'a because it penetrates into the ground. So it's the first. The first rain came that time. The first of Nisan. Amar lahem Navi li Yisrael. So right that year, right, the first of Nisan, it just began to rain. The first of Nisan. So the Navi said to Klal Yisrael, Se'u vizaru. go out and plant, right? Fine, you can't plant if there's no rain, right? So finally it rains, go out and plant quickly. Amru lo, so they said to him, and what were they planting? We'll see in a minute that they were planting stuff that, like a little bit of grain that they had found. So they said to him, Mishayesh lo kav chitim, o kavayim seorim, if a person has a very small amount, one kav of chitim, kav is a measurement, or two kavim of seorim, of barley, you know, very small amount, yochlenu v'yichye, o yizra'enu v'yamus, question mark. What should you do? Should you eat it and live? Right, you have a little bit of food, so should you eat it and live? Or should you plant it, and then you're going to die, because you have no more food? But if we plant all the grain that we have, we're not going to have any food, so we're going to die. So you're telling us to go out and plant, that's great, but we have very little food, we're going to die. So Amar Lahem, so says the Navi, back to Klal Yisrael, Afal Pichein Tzu V'Zarum. Even though I hear what you're saying, but nevertheless, go out and plant. Right? Okay, so what happened? Nasa Lahem Nes, a miracle happened. V'nisgala Lahem, Masha B'Ksolun, Masha B'Chorei Nemolim. And they planted this grain, and then they found more grain. They found grain in the ant holes, in the cracks in the walls. Right, Ksolim are the walls, and Chorei Nemolim are the ant holes. So they found, like in small little cracks and crevices, they found more grain. So Yatsu V'Zaru Sheni Ushlishi Urevi. So what happened? They went out and planted. They planted for the second day, the third day, and the fourth day. They went out and planted everything that they found. Okay, so the second, third, and fourth of Nisan. So it rained on the first of Nisan. They went out and planted on the second, third, and fourth of Nisan. Okay, so all those days they planted. And what happened? V'yard alahem revi'a shniya b'chamisha b'nisan. And on the fifth of Nisan, it rained again. The second rain of the season, right? Rained again. The revi'a shniya, the second rain, it rained again on the fifth of Nisan. Okay? So what happened? So you see, and basically, as Rashi explains, things were growing very quickly. This was the nes, right? The nes number one, that they found things, but also that the produce started growing much quicker than was normal. Hikrivu omer b'shisha asar b'nisan. So they ended up having enough barley to bring the Karban HaOmer on the 16th day of Nisan, which is the proper day for the Karban HaOmer. They brought that Karban HaOmer on the 16th day of Nisan. They had just planted for the first time on the 2nd of Nisan. So right away, from the 2nd to the 16th, right, you're talking about, you know, it's 15 days. They already had a barley crop that they could harvest and bring the Karban HaOmer. Amazing. Nimtzei, so it came out, that Tvua HaGedela B'Shisha Chadashim, grain which normally took 6 months to grow, Gedela Be'echa Ba'acharas HaYom, grew in only 11 days. There's an incredible nes that year during Nisan, that grain that took 6 months to grow, all of a sudden grew in 11 days. Nimtza Omer HaKarev Mitvua Shal Shisha Chadashim Karev Mitvua Shal Acharas HaYom. And the Omer, which was normally brought, the Karban HaOmer, which was normally brought with barley that grew in 6 months, was now brought with barley that grew in just 11 days. Okay, so that was the nes of that Nisan. Continues the Gemara. Yal Oso Hador Hu Omer Hazorim B'dima Berina Yiktzoru. On that generation that experienced this drought and then this nes during Nisan, the famine and the drought, and then the nes during Nisan, on them the pasuk says Hazorim Bedima, they plant with tears, Berina Yiktzoru, and they harvest with joy. They plant with tears, they harvest with joy. We know these words from Shir HaMalos. Okay, Haloch Yelech Uvacho Nose Meshech Hazara. Okay, so we understand, right, that they planted with tears because it's like that they just had a drought and a famine. They didn't want to plant this grain; they wanted to eat it, but they planted with tears. But then they harvested with joy because of the nes. Now, what's the next part? What's the next pasuk? Haloch yelech uvacha, which means they're going and crying. No se meshech hazara, and they're carrying the remaining seeds. Okay, what does that mean? My haloch yelech uvacha, no se meshech v'gomer. Right, what does that pasuk mean? Well, what does that pasuk refer to? Amar Rav Yehuda, shor kishu choresh holech uboche, ubachaziraso ochel chaziz min atelem. Okay, so he says that during this time of this miracle during Nisan, so the ox, when it was plowing, would be walking and crying. Now, obviously, the ox wasn't really crying, but symbolically, why was the ox crying? Because there was no food, right? So the ox is plowing, there's no food, the ox is crying. But already when the ox is walking back from plowing, that's how miraculous this Nisan was. Ochel chaziz min atelem. He's already eating the greens that are sprouting from the telem is like the rut where the seeds were planted. Right? So the ox is plowing, Behind him comes the farmer and plants the seeds, and already when the ox is returning, already it's starting to sprout. That's how miraculous this Nisan was. So that's Halach Yelechu Vacho. The ox is walking and crying because he has no food, and then No Se Meshech Hazara. When he's coming back to the seeds, it's already sprouting forth. He's already eating. Vizehu bo yavo verina. That's what the pasuk means when it says bo yavo verina, that the ox will come with joy. That's what it means, right? He's coming with joy. When he's coming back, when he's returning, he's joyful because he's already eating the greens that are sprouting out. My no se alumosav. So what does this mean? No se alumosav, that you're carrying the sheaves. Alumos are like the sheaves of grain. So some say Rav Chista said it, some said that it was taught in a brisa, kone zeres shiboles zerosayim, that a kone was a stalk. So a kone was the length of a zeres. Zeres was a certain length, and a shiboles, which is like the part of the, I believe the shiboles is the part of the stalk where the grain grows, that was even bigger. That was Zerasim, that was two Zerasim. Rashi explains that this was an incredible nais. That's not the way that normal Tavua grows. Normally you have the stalk is big, right? And then the part at the top where the grain is very small. See, here you had a small stalk, right? And then the grain was the much larger part of the stalk. So that was an incredible nais. That here you had like a double portion of grain and much less stalk. That was also part of the nais. So that's no se alumosa, that you carry the sheaves. These sheaves were like very heavy and big because they were weighted down by the double portion of grain. Amar Rav Nachman, the Rav Yitzchak, Rav Nachman asks Rav Yitzchak, "My dichsi, what does the pasuk mean when it says ki kara Hashem l'ra'av, that Hashem called out to the famine, v'gam bo el ha'aretz sheva shanim, and he also comes to the land 7 years"? That's the pasuk. That's the end of the pasuk. It's in Melachim Beis. What does this mean? V'hanach sheva shanim my ochel. During those 7 years of famine, there was a 7 year famine during this time, right? So what did they eat during those 7 years? Okay. Amar Le, so he said to him, "Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan." This is what Rabbi Yochanan said. This is pretty terrible. Listen to this. Shana Rishona Achlu Mashi Bebatim. So the first year of the famine, they had food stored up in their homes. So they ate the food that was stored up. Shnia, the second year of the famine, they had finished all that food. Achlu Mashi Besados. So they went out into the field and they got whatever was left in the field. They ate that. Shlishis, right? So now there's nothing left in the field, nothing left in the house. Third year, Bisar Behema Tahora. So then they had to eat only meat. So they shechted all the kosher animals and they ate all that kosher meat. Pavius, during the fourth year, they had no food. What did they do? Besar behema tamea. They had to eat non-kosher animals, or else they would die. There was no food. There was nothing growing, and there were no kosher animals left. Chamishis, the fifth year, besar shkatzim uramasim. They ate all these disgusting, creepy, crawly animals, right? Which are almost even worse, rats and disgusting things. Right? Shkatzim uramasim, weasels, even worse than the behema tamea. Shishis, besar b'nehem uvenosehem. The sixth year, they had to eat the flesh of their children. But as we read about during the Kinos and the Gemaras and Gittin, you read about these terrible stories of the incredible famines where people were literally eating the corpses of their dead children. Shavias besars ro osehem, right? Even in the seventh year, they would eat their own flesh. Right? They would eat their own flesh, the flesh of their own arms. How disgusting that is, right? Lakayim ashenemar, and this fulfills the pasuk, the terrible prophecy, ish besar zero o yochelu, that a person will eat the flesh of his own arms, right? That's how disgusting. Huh? Maybe there was nowhere to go, I don't know. Okay? V'yamale Rav Nachman, the Rav Yitzchak, Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, Ma'i dechsiv, what does the pasuk mean in Hosea, bekirbecha kadosh velo avova ir? That in you is holiness, but I will not come to the city. So what does that mean? Asks the Gemara, Mishum debekirbecha kadosh lo avo ba'ir, right? Because there's holiness within you, I will not come to the city? Question mark, right? That doesn't make any sense. Why would Hashem not come to a place where there's holiness? You would think if there's holiness, Hashem will come there. So what do you mean if there's holiness within you, I will not come to the city, Hashem will not come? What is that supposed to mean? Amar Le, so he said to him, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So no, this is how Rabbi Yochanan explained it. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lo avo b'Yerushalayim shel mala, at she'avo l'Yerushalayim shel mata. I'm not going to come to the Yerushalayim shel mala, to the Yerushalayim in the heavens, until I come to the Yerushalayim that's down here, meaning until my Shechina is within the Yerushalayim down here on earth, I'm not going to come to the Yerushalayim in the heavens. Asks the Gemara, what is that supposed to mean? Umi ikar Yerushalayim lemala?
is there such a thing as a Yerushalayim up in heaven? That is, there a place in up in heaven called Yerushalayim? So the Gemara says, of course there is. Tichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Yerushalayim ha-benuya, the built Yerushalayim, ki'ir, like the city, shechubra lo-yachtav, which is joined together. So what does that mean, that it's joined together? So he says it's joined together, meaning that the Yerushalayim down here is joined together with the Yerushalayim up in Shamayim. And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu says, as long as I'm not, my presence is not in Yerushalayim down here, I'm not going to go to the Yerushalayim up there. What does the pasuk mean when it says in Yirmiyah, "Ubeachas yivaru v'yichsilu musar havalim eitzu"? Right, that in one I'm going to come, v'yichsilu, and then they'll become foolish. Musar havalim eitzu, that the musar of vanities is like wood. So what does this pasuk mean? Amar leisa, he says to him, "Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan." This is what Rabbi Yochanan said. Achas yishimivaeres reshoyim begehenem. There's one thing that burns up the Rishayim in Gehenim. That's what the pasuk means. Uba achas yivaru, right? In one thing they burn. What's the one thing that causes the Rishayim to burn in Gehenim? Maihi, what is that? Avodah Zarah. That's Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is the most terrible thing that it causes the Rishayim to burn in Gehenim. Ksiv hacha. How do we know that? How do we know that the pasuk is referring to Avodah Zarah? Ksiv hacha, because here it's written, Musar havalim eitzu. Right? That's what our pasuk says. That the musar of vanities is like wood. Uksiv hasam, and it says over there, also in Yirmiyah, Hevel Hema Masa Tasuim. They're referring to Avodah Zarah, their vanities. They're the like works of playthings. It's like, you know, you make a toy and then you worship it. It's ridiculous. Right? So you see that the word Hevel is used in the context of Avodah Zarah. So therefore we know that our pasuk of Musar Havalim Eitzu also is referring to Avodah Zarah. That's the one Avera that causes the Rishayim to burn in Gehenna. Yomel Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Ma'idich. See, what does the pasuk mean when it says also there in Yirmiyah Perek Beis, Kishtayim Ra'os Asa Ami, that there were two evil things that my nation did. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there were two terrible things that Klal Yisrael did. So says the Gemara, what does this mean? Tartein Hu? Question mark. Are there only two? Are there only two averos that Klal Yisrael did to warrant destruction? I'm sorry. Tartein Hu Dahavu? Right, the question mark goes after that. Dahavu, sorry about that. Taratinu dahavu. There are only two things. Esrin va'arbash shavika lahu. Right, he left for them 24 things. Some change the gears on the side. You see 22 things. Rashi explains that it's clear in the pasuk in Yechezkel that there were 24 averos that caused the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Some say that it wasn't 24 averos. Some say that the 24 refers to the 24 Sfarim of Tanakh, that they violated all of Tanakh. That's what caused them to. That's what caused their destruction. Amar Lei. So what does that mean? Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is what Rabbi Yochanan said. So why is it two? Why does the pasuk say two? Achas shehishkula kishtayim. There's one avera that's the equivalent of two averos. Umai nihu avodah zarah. What's that one avera that's really like two averos? That's avodah zarah. That's really what this pasuk is referring to. Avodah zarah. Tichsiv, as the pasuk says, kishtayim raos asa ami. My nation committed two sins. Osi azavu. They forsook me. Right. They left me. Mekor mayim chayim. The source of the water of life. Lachzov lahem be'eros nishbarim, to dig for them wells that don't work, meaning they're leaving a spring of living water and they're digging wells that are not operational. That's a mashal for leaving the Ribono Shel Olam and going to Avodah Zarah. So we see that it's shkula according to two averos. We'll stop here, and Amir Tzor Hashem, the Amud continues to explain how Avodah Zarah is like these two averos. All right, chevra.